This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The National Academy of Sciences is recommending that NASA leave open the possibility of sending astronauts to repair the Hubble telescope. The space agency announced in January that it was canceling a shuttle mission to the Hubble. It planned to allow the telescope to die in orbit. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
There was such a public outcry after NASA announced that it would no longer maintain the Hubble Space Telescope that Congress asked the National Academy of Sciences to give an independent opinion on the matter. The first question was whether it's worth pouring more effort into the observatory, since it's already approaching the end of its planned 15-year lifetime. Louis Lanzarotti, who chaired the Academy Committee, says scientists always like to keep their projects going for as long as possible.
And that reaction, that knee-jerk reaction, was no different than some of the members of our committee. I mean, so we had astronomers are members of our committee. But that kind of stance has caused the other members of the committee to ask very critical questions about the scientific value to human knowledge and to the nation and to the world of Hubble.
And in the end, the entire committee concluded that Hubble can still do great science and that it should be repaired. The next question is how. In January, NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe canceled the shuttle mission that was going to fix Hubble. After heavy criticism for that decision, NASA decided to put all its eggs into another basket, developing a robot to repair the telescope. But the Academy panel said that approach may fail, so Lanzarotti says NASA should keep its options open.
The key technical decision points for committing to a specific service scenario are at least a year in the future. And therefore, it seemed quite reasonable to us that NASA should take no action that would preclude a space shuttle servicing mission to the Hubble telescope in the course of the next year.
That recommendation clearly goes against NASA's stated desires, and it's dicey to recommend that an organization do something that it clearly doesn't want to do. But Lanzarotti says no matter.
That did not enter into our considerations. One has to evaluate the facts as one sees them and draw the conclusions as best one can from the facts presented and the analysis that we were able to carry out.
The report was great news for Bruce Margon at the Space Telescope Science Institute, which coordinates research on Hubble.
The primary conclusion is one which will make astronomers and the public everywhere happy, namely that Hubble must be extended in its scientific lifetime by some means, whatever is best possible.
Margon says he's intrigued by the thought of using a robot to repair Hubble, but a robot could prove to be too difficult or too expensive. A shuttle mission is technically much easier and probably cheaper, but human spaceflight has its own risks and is subject to big delays, so a human mission might not get there in time. The Academy's proposal to pursue both for now makes good sense to Margon. Democratic Congressman Nick Lampson of Texas agrees. In a statement, he urged the NASA administrator to make sure the space shuttle remains in the mix as the agency explores ways to repair the telescope. NASA Administrator O'Keefe, for his part, made no promises, but he put out a statement saying that the space agency will, quote, keep options open to assure the best possible outcome. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.